A chaplain may have only a few minutes with someone, and those few minutes can matter. The care method gives us a simple way to stay present and purposeful without rushing past the person in front of us.
CARE stands for Connect, Assess, Respond, and Empower. It is not a rigid checklist. It is a practical framework that helps chaplains listen well, recognize what may be needed, and choose a responsible next step.
Connect comes first. Before we gather information or offer resources, we establish human contact. We introduce ourselves, respect the setting, and make room for the person's story. Connection might begin with a simple question like, "What feels most important right now?"
And connection includes permission. Does the person want to talk? Is this a good time? We do not force depth. A calm, attentive presence can communicate respect even when someone shares very little.
Then we assess. In chaplaincy, assessment means noticing spiritual, emotional, relational, and practical concerns. We listen for sources of distress, sources of strength, immediate safety concerns, and the support already around the person.
This is also where our scope matters. Chaplains do not diagnose or treat mental health or medical conditions. If someone may be at risk or needs care beyond our role, we follow the organization's safety procedures and refer to the appropriate qualified professional.
Respond is the next movement. Our response should fit what we have heard. That could mean reflective listening, quiet presence, a prayer offered with permission, help contacting a support person, or a referral to another resource.
Picture a hospital employee who steps into the chapel after a difficult shift. They say they cannot stop replaying what happened and feel afraid to go home. The chaplain connects by offering a private, steady space and asking what support would be useful.
The chaplain assesses by listening for immediate safety concerns, available support, and what the employee needs most in that moment. The chaplain does not label the experience. Instead, the chaplain responds within policy, perhaps by staying present and helping the employee connect with a supervisor, employee assistance resource, or mental health professional.
Then comes empower. Rather than taking over, the chaplain helps the person identify their own next step. Who could be with you tonight? Which resource feels manageable? Or what has helped you through hard moments before? Empowerment restores choice, where stress may have narrowed it.
The four movements can overlap. A new concern may send us back to assessment. A thoughtful referral can be both response and empowerment. The goal is not to complete four tasks. The goal is to offer care that is relational, attentive, appropriate, and supportive of the person's agency.
The CARE method from Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, gives us a grounded pattern for practice. Connect before directing, assess without diagnosing, respond within scope, and empower the person toward a safe, realistic next step.